Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show. I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman, for the week of March 5th, 2018. We welcome top indie star, and just recently fresh off the WWE performance, you've also seen him on Impact Wrestling, Cody Deaner joins us today on The Roman Show. This plus much more coming up next.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
we're going flying.
Guidance,
let's go.
Surgeon,
go flight.
Calm.
We're going flight.
GNC,
we're going.
Down here, go.
Control.
FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Recovery,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston, we are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Thanks again for tuning in to The Roman Show. Make sure you follow us on our socials. That's Roman Show Media on Facebook and Instagram, at The Roman Show on Twitter. TheRomanShow.com is our website, and our YouTube is RRoman0201. I'm your host, Rodolfo Roman. Thanks again for tuning in. We welcome Cody Deaner in just a few. Talk a little bit about pro wrestling, his career, and how he's a motivational speaker, a teacher, and a whole lot of other things. So, great interview with Cody Deaner all the way from Canada, joins over here on The Roman Show. And make sure that you send us an email if you want to share some of your comments or your thoughts. info@theromanshow.com is the email. That's info@theromanshow.com. Listen, I've been talking about it here for most of the beginning of the year, and I know some folks there, they want to get rid of some pesky pounds. You need to sign up at the Fight Club in Doral, Florida. Reach out to Henry Morales. That's henry.fightclub@yahoo.com. 786-222-8051. Tell them The Roman Show sent you, and you will get a one-day guest pass. That's at the Fight Club in Doral, Florida. Henry Morales is the guy you need to reach out to. 786-222-8051. You never know. You might check me out there training in one of those crazy hardcore classes of boxing, or my favorite, Muay Thai, Jiu-Jitsu or whatnot. So head on over, Fight Club in Doral, Florida. Henry Morales, 786-222-8051. henry.fightclub@yahoo.com. You know, just recently, I was able to speak to Al Snow, and I talked to him, of course, about pro wrestling, but also about what he wears. Well, he was wearing a collar and elbow t-shirt, and I have to tell you, that thing was amazing when I looked at it. The type of quality of the shirt is just so pristine, and you gotta purchase one. It's very affordable, and that's a collar and elbow, and you know, we're used to seeing all these WWE shirts where they're very clownish and cartoons and all that stuff. Well, collar and elbow is really trying to set itself apart from that. They're more of a serious brand. But not only are they serious, the quality, I'm telling you, they're not your typical Hanes t-shirt here. These are badass shirts, and they're very respectable. And I have to tell you, you have to purchase one yourself. You don't believe me? Visit the website collarandelbowbrand.com. Make sure you use the discount code TheRomanShow in all caps. That's TheRomanShow all in all caps, and get a 10% discount off your purchase. Collar and Elbow, visit them right now. That's collarandelbowbrand.com. You'll thank me later, and you'll be the hottest dudes or dudettes to walk inside the gym or wherever you're going to be sporting that collar and elbow t-shirt. Well, lots to talk about here in the program, but listen, the Miami-Dade County Fair and Expositions, the Youth Fair, returns March 15th, the Thursday, 2018, in the Westchester area, right there on Coral Way and Southwest 107th Avenue, Miami, Florida. Tickets are available right now. You get a discount. Visit thefair.me. But guess what? We're going to hook you up with a free pair of tickets to the fair. They're going to have some great performers this year. They're going to have Nelly, TLC, if you like Spanish music, Gente Zona, and so much more. Hit up thefair.me. But how can I win tickets, even? How can I go in for free, courtesy of The Roman Show? Well, shoot me an email, info@theromanshow.com. Okay? And this is what we're going to do. I'm thinking about it, so give me a couple of seconds here, because I'm trying to get my mind here squared away. But shoot us an email, info@theromanshow.com, and answer this easy question. When did Brock Lesnar win the current WWE Universal title? When did he win that title? First time. The winner will receive 2 pair of tickets to the fair. Anytime from March 15th all the way until the end, which it runs all the way to April 8th. There are just 2 days or 4 days that the fair closes, which is on April 2 and 3 and on March 19 and 20. So courtesy of The Roman Show, you'll be heading out to the fair for free. Again, shoot me an email with a response. When was the first time Brock Lesnar won the Universal title, the WWE Universe title? And we will hook you up with a pair of tickets to the fair. All right, lots of events happening this weekend. A lot, actually. CCW has an event in Broward County. And also FEW, Fighting Evolution Wrestling, has an event. And they got a seminar with D. Malenko at the FEW training station. That 7341 Northwest 32nd Avenue, Miami, Florida, 33147. That is awesome. You're going to get D. Malenko there. Go up and visit Fighting Evolution Wrestling on Facebook, and you'll find more details as to how to get yourself involved with a great seminar. And then on Saturday, May 10th, you have a great event taking place. Teddy Long's going to be there. Renee Michelle, who will debut for FEW, she will be out there. The event takes place at the Coral Springs High School on March 10th. Tickets are currently available. Again, head on over to FightingEvolutionWrestling.com, or not .com, but on Facebook, and reach them out and you'll get your tickets. That's at Coral Springs High School, 7201 West Sample Road in Coral Springs, Florida. Tuco Scorpio will also be there at Spring Breakdown, Saturday, March 10th, 2018. Yours truly will be calling the action in El Español. Trust me, I can speak Spanish very well. I just try to be funny. En Español. Okay, great event happening there in Coral Springs, Florida. Get your tickets right now. You don't want to miss it. And on March 24th, of course, you have the great event happening in Doral, Florida. That Sweetwater Pro Wrestling at Revo Training Center. Get your tickets right now. Bestia 666, The Sandman will be there. Very affordable tickets starting at $10. Once again, that is SPW Extreme Justice at Revo Entertainment Center. You don't want to miss it. 10395 Northwest 41st Street, 44, 41st Street at Revo Entertainment Center. That's Extreme Justice featuring the former ECW World Heavyweight Champion, The Sandman, and Bestia 666. It's the first time this guy has come here to South Florida. I can remember a time that I have seen Bestia 666 here in South Florida. I can remember. So get your tickets for now, available right now. And, man, did you hear the news? Fort Rock, this lineup is just getting sick, and they're giving away, they have some sort of deal with the Florida Panthers. You might want to visit their Facebook page, because they have great, great opportunities for you to win tickets and also an opportunity to get yourself into a Florida Panthers game. But what a lineup to have: Ozzy Osbourne, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, Stone Sour, Shinedown, Breaking Benjamin. Man, I just can't wait for April 28th and April 29th. You've heard the commercials here, and it's the first time that it comes here to Sunrise, Florida at the Markham Park. So get your tickets right now, Fort Rock. Oh, I just can't wait to get in the pit. All right, guys, let's talk some pro wrestling coming up next.
And now it's time to give you a
Well, it's official now. Ronda Rousey will make her, not really her debut, because she did come on in her previous WrestleMania, but her WrestleMania wrestling debut, as she will team up with Kurt Angle and take on Stephanie McMahon and Triple H. You saw that from a mile away. I know people expected to see maybe The Rock, which in my opinion would have got more buys, because he is The Rock. You're pairing The Rock, the hottest thing right now in Hollywood, and Ronda Rousey. I mean, that is money. Money. And plus, they had that storyline when Ronda Rousey got inside the squared circle and did a maneuver on Triple H. So it would have been perfect. But we get Kurt Angle, Ronda Rousey versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon. Do you find that this will be exciting? Triple H has kind of said that Ronda Rousey has done a phenomenal job at training, and I believe him. Listen, Ronda Rousey is a workhorse. She's a great athlete. Of course, she, in my opinion, she just didn't evolve. That's why she reached her peak in mixed martial arts. But she's a training horse, and I'm sure that she's putting her heart and soul into becoming the best pro wrestler that there is today. Point blank. This woman is going to be a phenomenal wrestler. I mean, people are criticizing her because of her charisma or whatnot, but trust me, inside, badass. I'm telling you right now, I don't expect her doing any crazy flying moves, but on the ground, technical, she's going to be awesome. So again, we'd like to hear, do you like that tag team match, Ronda Rousey Angle versus Triple H and Stephanie McMahon? Did you see this all along? Do you think they're going to build it up right? Because Ronda Rousey is still a little green as far as promos. What are your thoughts? info@theromanshow.com, and we'll read your opinions right here on The Roman Show. Brock Lesnar's contract is soon to be up. He actually took on Kane this past weekend over in Chicago in a 35-second match. That's it. That's all he did. 35 seconds. And people were pissed off in Chicago because they expected more from Brock Lesnar. Needless to say, Brock Lesnar's contract is coming to an end to the WWE. Rumor has it that Brock Lesnar does want to resign, but the WWE is kind of thinking about it. Now, WWE, if this in fact is true, what in the hell are you thinking about? You need to keep Brock Lesnar. I know you have Braun Strowman. That's great. But Brock Lesnar is Brock Lesnar. You're not going to take anything away from this beast. And I understand that there are talks that he might make his way back into the UFC. Let him. It's fine. You get a two-man sport athlete. That's okay. That's fine. Not a big deal. It builds up more to his character. If he goes out to the UFC and defeats someone, and then comes back to the WWE, I mean, you got money there. You can sell the hell out of it. I would love to see Brock Lesnar one more time in the octagon. Why not? And I know many people are going to say, oh, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. Hey, listen. And you might even argue the fact that this guy, Brock Lesnar, it's just a matter of time that he will be in the UFC Hall of Fame. Now, you can go ahead and debate all you want. Mind you, he is a champion. All right, he is a champion. But not only that, he brought in people from the world of pro wrestling and made him a MMA fan. It's the truth. I don't care what you say, but the truth is that Brock Lesnar should be credited for bringing in all those people and making them MMA fans, new fans to the sport of mixed martial arts. And he was part of the cause why where MMA is right now, specifically the UFC, of course. Go ahead, debate me all you want. But a lot of people followed MMA because of Brock Lesnar. And it's truth. Some of them stayed around, for the most part. Some of them didn't. But it would just be great to have Brock Lesnar both in the UFC and the WWE. Rey Mysterio, there were talks that he was going to return to the WWE in some sort of contract and wrestle at WrestleMania. However, it seems that that is not going to be the case because over the weekend he suffered an injury. Very, very sad and unfortunate because who doesn't love Rey Mysterio? When he appeared at the Royal Rumble, everyone lost it. And who would have? I mean, come on. It's Rey freaking Mysterio. The guy still got it. He's in great shape. And I would have loved to see him square off back against someone. There were even talks that they were going to pair him off against John Cena. Imagine him and AJ Styles. I talked about it here not too long ago. Sami Callihan recently did a maneuver with a bat and really injured Eddie Edwards at a recent Impact Wrestling show. It was really bad. They had to take Eddie Edwards to the hospital. How is that guy still have his vision? God knows. But yeah, some people are calling Sami Callihan now a very dangerous worker. Now, I understand, you know, mistakes are mistakes. Accidents are accidents. But you're swinging a bat, man. You see, this is really hard to understand the situation. Plus, I understand Sami Callihan, you know, is trying to sell off the whole move. If you were to slow pace the bat, it just wouldn't make it realistic. You know, his hand went a little further. I'm sure he's really, really hurtful because of what happened. Is he a dangerous worker? I don't think so. I don't think he did it intentionally, obviously. You know, it was just a simple mistake. But at the same time, wrestlers should really consider the type of spot they're going to do to prevent any situations as such. Now, you have Eddie Edwards, a great wrestler, with a really badly injured eye. We'd love to get your thoughts info at theromanshow.com. Send us, shoot us an email, man, and we'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts? Is Sami Callihan a dangerous wrestler? Was it a great, cool, like, ooh, hardcore type of thing? Info at theromanshow.com is the email. Coming up next, Cody Deaner. You know, I saw Cody on Twitter. He had sent a tweet to Jim Ross after reading his book. And I reached out to them and I said, man, how cool is that? You know, Jim Ross retweeted your tweet. And he wrote back to me. He's like, yeah, totally cool. So I said, hey, come on the show, man. Let's talk a little bit about that. And obviously your performance out there at the WWE Performance Center. And cool guy, absolutely awesome dude to talk to. Talked over 25 minutes, so almost 30 minutes. Two young gentlemen. You'll get the joke why. Just have a conversation. But the one thing I really liked about Cody is the fact that, yes, he is a pro wrestler, but this guy has a lot of love. He really wants to help people out, both as a teacher, a motivational speaker, and etc. Listen to Cody Deaner coming up next on The Roman Show.
South Florida's biggest rock experience has returned. Monster Energy Fort Rock, Saturday, April 28th and Sunday, April 29th at Markham Park near Fort Lauderdale, Florida, featuring Ozzy Osbourne. Five Finger Death Punch.
Bad Company, I can't deny.
Godsmack. Down. Breaking Benjamin. Also featuring Stone Sour, Hailstorm, Stone Temple Pilot, Hollywood Undead, Bullet for My Valentine, Seven Dust, Killswitch Engage, Under Oath, Pop Evil, Trivium, Hatebreed, and more. Monster Energy Fort Rock at Markham Park. Two full days, great food and more. Don't wait. Get your tickets on sale now. For tickets, go to FortRockFestival.com. Ozzy Osbourne, Godsmack, Five Finger Death Punch, Shinedown, and more. Fort Rock, fueled by Monster Energy.
Welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show. It's a pleasure to have this young man here on the program. You know, one thing, being an athlete, performing for the audience, making them sure that they enjoy every single second of their performance. But another thing is having something of a motivation, and it really takes a very special someone to do that. It's not for everyone, but this man, well, he's a jack of all trades. He's a teacher. He's a motivational speaker. And he's also a professional wrestler. And maybe something else that we'll probably learn in this interview. But right now, I'd like to introduce to you, everyone, Cody Deaner to The Roman Show. Welcome, man. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me. I couldn't help but notice that you called me a young man. So it felt good. to be called a young man again.
Listen,
something hasn't been said about me in the last little while in professional wrestling. I've actually been doing it for quite a while now. So whenever I'm called a young man, it stands out to me, and I very much appreciate it.
Cody, you and I are in the same boat. I'm 35. I'm about to be 36. We're young men. All right.
That's all
we can say. And listen,
two young men.
As long as we can walk and we can breathe and we can move, I think we're still young. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, absolutely. Well, the walking part's getting harder for me day by day. But
yeah, I know.
Yeah.
But it's on the head. But
yeah.
You know what? One thing that really brought to my attention was you tweeted to Jim Ross. I noticed that. That's why I took notice there that you were reading his book, The Slobber Knocker, and he retweeted you. That was pretty neat. And make sense. Have you ever had an opportunity to meet Jim Ross and spoken to Jim Ross on a personal level?
No, I haven't actually. When I was started doing like dark matches and tryouts and things with WWE, he was no longer in talent relations. It wasn't him anymore. It was John Laurinaitis doing that. So he wasn't with the company in that role, in that capacity. So I never actually got to sit down and discuss or talk wrestling or talk shop or anything with Jim Ross. But I've always respected him. I mean, I'm a wrestling fan first, and he was like the voice of so many moments as a kid and as a teenager watching wrestling. He was the voice, the soundtrack to all of that. So I really, you know, respect the man and followed his career. So when I heard he had a book, I definitely sought it out, and I just gobbled it up. I read it within a few days.
Yeah, and even to this day, you know, you just can't duplicate his voice, the way the excitement. You know, we were able to see him at during the Monday Night Raw 25 anniversary, and boy, you know, it's such a huge difference. And not to say nothing against the current announcers, but he just brings so much experience, and the way that he announces, tells a story and adds so much excitement to it. Instead of just reading off a script, you know, he made it more realistic, more authentic, and you can tell when he's over at New Japan Pro Wrestling, when he's announcing over there.
I think with Jim Ross, I think it's something that, you know, that old saying, you know, you don't know what you got till it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Jim Ross, I think everyone loved him when he was an announcer, but I don't think he got as much respect as he deserved until he was gone, and then somebody else is in his place, and you realize once he's gone, kind of once that soundtrack's gone and just the way he did things, you really notice it when it's not there anymore. So when he does come back, you just notice the difference when you listen to him commentate a show. It's just, yeah, man, there's no one else like him, and his book was amazing. Really good book. Highly recommend anyone read it, not just wrestling fans. And yeah, he retweeted it, which is cool. It's really interesting to me when I just do something like that. You just send out a tweet because you're like, you know, someone's book or whatever, something that they're doing or something they did, and they retweet it. And you don't really realize it until you look at it, and you're able to actually look at the tweet activity, and you realize, holy crap, like Jim Ross has 1.5 million or 2 million followers or something, or more than that, I don't know. So like, millions of people are seeing something that I just said, and like the power of social media is just unreal. You can't, it wasn't around when I started wrestling, man. So it's changed the game big time the last number of years. It's just something that's really interesting to me too.
Yeah, if it only existed back then, right? But that'll be another topic for us.
Sure. But yeah, I mean, it has changed wrestling. It's another topic entirely, but I mean, I don't know, I often miss the days when we didn't have that, and you kind of, I don't know, it was just different, man. Again, we could talk about that some other time, but it has changed the business. You had to work harder in a different way. You had to have a different skill set than you do now. It's kind of interesting, but I've done my best to kind of change with the times as best I could and stay on top of things, and yeah, it's pretty cool when somebody who's got a couple million followers retweet something and that many people see it. It's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Now, Cody, you were recently in the Performance Center. Tell us about the experience. What's the status? What's going on with you?
Yeah, I was invited down to the Performance Center back in June. I mean, the experience, couldn't have been any better. The facility there is just unreal. The coaching staff there was hands down just amazing. You couldn't have had better guys. I mean, I got to talk business with, you know, someone like Johnny Saint, and then, you know, in the same breath, you know, turn to Steve Corino and talk to him, and then you got Matt Bloom and Terry Taylor, and all those guys were down there. It was just, it was such a cool experience. And I've kind of rubbed shoulders with some of those guys, not Johnny Saint, but I've rubbed shoulders with Terry Taylor and Steve Corino and those guys, you know, earlier on in my career. So it was nice to catch up with those guys again. And I've been around for a while, like I said, but I'm always up for learning something new and passing things on. So it was cool seeing, you know, some of the young guys that were in the tryout that day that have never actually stepped foot in a wrestling ring, or they have only been in the ring like a year or two, and they have this opportunity. Just kind of being a fly in the wall, and, you know, getting to witness that was kind of interesting from my perspective. And then also just being in that position after being in the wrestling for 17 years, kind of, you know, wondering, you know, doubts creep in and go, man, I was like one of the oldest guys there, and am I too old to do this, or am I going to be able to get through this? But I kind of really pushed myself and made sure, you know what, I'm gonna show some of these young guys that some of the older guys can still do this and can still go. So some of the younger guys that maybe weren't as prepared for what wrestling has to offer weren't able to finish some of the drills and things that were happening those days, and I just made sure that I was going to be able to do it, and I knocked it out of the park, man. I made sure I finished everything, you know, just as fast as the other guys. So I think I showed a couple of young guys how it's done, and I know I had a little bit of chip on my shoulder after doing that. But yeah, the status is kind of up in the air. Is like I said, things went well, and you know, stay tuned. Hopefully something comes from it. As of right now, I'm just going to keep plugging away, keep doing what I do and doing what I love, which is pro wrestling. So whether that's in NXT, in WWE, in Impact Wrestling, in Ring of Honor, you know, wherever wrestling takes me, that I love wrestling. So no matter what scale it is or what company it's for, I'm just a pro wrestler at heart and a fan of pro wrestling. So, you know, we'll see what 2018 brings, man.
And we're speaking to motivational speaker, professional wrestler, and teacher Cody Diener right now on the Roman Show. And you can visit his website, CodyDiener.com, to book him for speaking engagement or, of course, to be a part of your wrestling card. Now, I took notice, Cody, that you've been around professional wrestling for some time. And look back here that you made an appearance back in SmackDown. And one of the first guys that you wrestled with is the legend. I'm talking about the Olympic gold medalist, Kurt Angle. That must have been a cool experience, huh?
Yeah, that was my first big break in wrestling. Up to that point, I'd only ever really done independent wrestling shows. And I had been sending tapes and been trying to get noticed. And literally sending tapes, mm-hmm. like VHS.
no links to YouTube videos.
Yeah, sending physical tapes in the mail, you know, every 3 or 4 weeks. And finally they got a hold of me. It was Tommy Dreamer who was in the office. It was actually his first day in the office when he started working in talent relations. And he called me. It was like his first or second day. And I probably talked to him for 20, 30 minutes. And he invited me for a tryout. And the very first tryout I ever did, the first day was a Raw taping, and I had a dark match. And then the second day was SmackDown. And I wrestled Kurt Angle. And Vince McMahon himself, you know, pulled me aside after I came to the curtain. He approached me to shake my hand and thank me for how well I did. So, I mean, having my first experience with the WWE, I mean, couldn't have been any better, man. It was pretty surreal experience.
So let me ask you, you've been as far as a part of tryouts now in 2018, or back then it was 2017, and then back then in the early 2000s, so how different were they?
It was very different. I tell this to some of the young guys, it was very different. When I did my first tryout, they were basically, the only way they were scouting is they were bringing in extras to the shows. So I was brought in, like a handful of other guys, and things definitely weren't as organized as they are now. Like, they have guys on the radar that they're taking a very close look at, and they want to take a look at. But back then, you know, they had a handful of guys they might want to see or bring into the town, and sometimes it was just luck of the draw. And in my case, it was just whoever's on the ball the fastest. I actually got my dark match, my very first one, because there was a group of guys. Sergeant Slaughter said, "Hey, we need somebody to wrestle Muhammad Hassan today in the dark match." And I just quickly said, "I'll do it." And he said, "Okay, well, what's your name?" And he put my name down on the sheet, and that's how I got my dark match, is because I was the fastest one to say, "I'll do it." So it was just a totally different ball game, man. It was a little more of the Wild West. It was kind of the end of the Wild West days, where it was kind of every man for himself, and things weren't, you know, as corporate and organized as they are now. Whereas now, you know, they do invite-only tryouts to the Performance Center. They have files on every guy. It's, you know, it's a machine now. And it was a little less of a machine when I first started doing it. And you just, you had to get yourself noticed. That part hasn't changed. You just got to do something to stand out and get noticed, whether, you know, that's a look you have, your promo skills, or in my case, just be the first guy to say, "I'll do it," and hopefully something good happens. And in my case, it did. So, yeah, man, it's very, very different.
One thing in your career, though, of course, you've been part of WWE, also TNA or Impact Wrestling, and other promotions, but you've had the opportunity to work with great performers such as the Rey Mysterio that you recently participated with, Bobby Roode was it that you also worked with. So you've had this fair share of experiences, not in the WWE or the Impact Wrestling, but in the Indies. And I think that that's a good way, because not only are you working with them in the Indies, but you're learning from them as you go, preparing you to the next stage, which is where you want to be. So when you get to team up with a Mysterio, what do you get from him, meeting him for the first time, knowing that you've been in the business for some time now?
It's really cool. I'm trying to think of another word other than just saying it's cool, because it's more than just cool, but it's kind of hard to describe to somebody who's not in wrestling, or even somebody who is in wrestling that hasn't experienced that. It's kind of hard to describe. When I first was very young in the business, and even just meeting guys was, I'd have what, you know, wrestling fans would call mark out moments. I remember the first time, my first mark out moment was, I was on an independent wrestling show and I met Mick Foley. Mm. And he was just so kind and such a down to earth guy. And I was hanging out with him and his son Dewey in the locker room. And I was just marking out because, you know, his son was part of his Kane Dewey promos in ECW. And I knew everything about Mick Foley. I mean, I was a huge Mick Foley fan. And getting to hang out with him, you know, and kind of be his quote-unquote peer, because I was on the wrestling show too, was just like, I was just marking out. And I couldn't, in the inside, I was just like this little kid, you know. Now that I've been in the wrestling so long and I've met so many of these guys, I don't necessarily have the same reaction, this mark-out moment, or maybe this doesn't last as long. You know, meeting Rey Mysterio was really cool. You know, I had a quick little markout moment on the inside because I'm a wrestling fan, like I said earlier. But then, you know, I start talking to him after a couple of minutes, and he's just a dude in the business just like me, and loves the business just like me, and wants the match to be good just like me, and wants to pop the crowd and go out through the curtain and get that adrenaline rush and feeling you get when you perform just like me. So it's cool, because I'm, you know, I still feel like a kid sometimes in those situations, but then I have the years of experience on my side where I can kind of push those markout moments down and suppress them and attack it from, you know, a business standpoint, and just be a fellow peer of theirs. And it's just unique, man. I'm kind of at a loss for words to describe it, but you just named a couple guys, yeah, like Rey Mysterio, Bobby Roode. Just this past year, I got to do some stuff with Ricky the Dragon Steamboat, which is so cool. He was another guy who was just so amazing, and a guy that I loved growing up as a kid. Guys like Jake the Snake Roberts, Kevin Nash, like, man, there's so many guys that I've got to rub shoulders with, be in the ring with, and work with, that I'm just so blessed. I think that's kind of a cliche sometimes on social media, people saying, oh, so blessed to have this happen. But, like, I really do feel that way when I get to perform with these guys and rub shoulders with these guys. Because, like I said, I'm a wrestling fan, a kid at heart. So getting to work with these guys and learn from them is just so amazing.
Now, Cody, aside from you being a professional wrestler, you're also a teacher and a motivational speaker. So how did this motivational speaker come about? And what can people expect when you have a speaking engagement at an upcoming event or when you visit the hospital or a school? I see that you interact with the fans. You point out some of the folks that you meet, and you highlight or pinpoint something that really just brought to your attention that could perhaps inspire someone else out there that's going through a tough day or has something similar to that person that person's facing.
Yeah, like I guess I never really thought of my story and myself as unique until, you know, as I was doing some part-time teaching things and interacting with young folks, you know, whether it was at wrestling shows or in schools or wherever my life might take me, and people started using that word to describe me and my journey a lot, was this word unique, and I never thought of myself that way. But as I talked to more and more people and adults, I started to realize that someone who has a dream since the age of 5 and actually accomplishes that dream and goes out and does it and loves it just as much when they're 35 as when they were 5, that is unique. Unfortunately, we're in a minority, people that do what I do and kind of follow their 5-year-old dream. That's not common. It's not common. So as I would share my story with students and other folks in different scenarios, I started to kind of realize maybe I do have something to say, because I'm being told by fans and people that I'm, you know, that my story and my life and things that I've experienced is inspiring. Maybe I can do something with that. So I was teaching adult ed classes, and which were these classes of people who were dropouts, who had really hard times in their life, and they had to drop out of school for whatever reason, and then they were lucky enough to get a second chance, and for some of them it was their last chance to kind of get their high school diploma and try to make something with their life, and then they got stuck in a room with me, and I was their last chance. And I would always, when I got those students, I would tell them my story to try to inspire them, and it more often than not worked. And they were inspired by me and my story. I approached them just as human beings, not based on their past. And it was a really just one-on-one, small-scale kind of stuff. And it kind of grew from there. And then I was asked to go speak at some different events. And then from just speaking and sharing from my heart on wrestling shows sometimes, and it kind of grew. And then I started, you know, I just kind of put it out there that I was available for those things. I started getting bookings and started doing these things that sometimes they were at libraries for really young kids for like a reading program, or they're at, you know, youth group camps. And then now I'm starting to go into the high schools and travel all over the place, going into schools and talking at assemblies in front of hundreds of kids, and just trying to motivate them to follow their dreams and to live a unique way. And that is to have a passion and something that you love doing, and to work hard at it. And you can do whatever you set your mind to do, as long as you're willing to put in the work. One of the things I always tell kids is, I think this young generation is often told, you can be whatever you want to be. And I tell kids that's a lie, that you can't be whatever you want to be. That sentence is unfinished. The sentence needs to continue, and it goes like this: you can be whatever you want to be if you're willing to put in the work. And I tell them stories of the work that I've put in, and the ups and the downs and the trials and the tribulations that I've gone through, and put in the work to try to be what I want to be, and that's a professional wrestler. And I'm just real with them. I just tell them about myself, and that that affects people in a profound way that's kind of hard to describe, but it motivates people, and I get charged from it. There's not a lot of things that kind of get me excited and amped up like performing in a professional wrestling ring, but I've found the last number of years that motivational speaking is starting to give me that same charge too.
Wow, that is just an absolutely awesome story that you shared with us there, Cody. So not only do you have a heart inside the ring, but also, you know, outside of the ring as you speak to individuals who are going through some trials and tribulations, as you mentioned, and help them up to get back on their feet. So, Cody, I want to thank you so much for your time. And you know, we can go on and on. I'm pretty sure we'll have a part two here of an interview. So where can people see you? What are your next performances? And again, if you want to book Cody, whether it's on your wrestling card, pro wrestling card, or as a speaking engagement, as a motivational speaker, CodyDiener.com is the website. So where can we expect you soon, Cody?
I'm really all over the place. If you go to CodyDiener.com, I have an events page there that has all my upcoming bookings. I'm all over the place, all across North America mainly, all across Canada, United States. I'm all over the place with both the speaking and the wrestling, keeping busy. And CodyDiener.com is the main source of where to go for all that information. I'm starting to be on television. If you want to check me out, you can check out Smash Wrestling, which is now on the national network, the Fight Network. And so I'm on there a little bit too. So wrestling, just CodyDiener.com has my Facebook on there, which is just my Facebook page is at Cody Diener, Twitter at Cody Diener, Instagram at Cody Diener. So I'm keeping it simple for the folks. I at Cody Diener, you can find me on all the major social media places. And I love interacting with my fans, talking with my fans, talking about my fans. Like you said earlier, I like to post things on there of interactions that I have with some special fans that I've kind of developed relationships with over the years. So people can look out for that on my social media. I really, really believe that social media is often a negative space, and there's a lot of negativity out there, and I just try to focus on the positive and put out positive messages on there and some feel-good stories. So if people head on over to my Facebook, you can read some pretty, my Facebook page, you can read some pretty positive stories on there for sure.
Amen to that, Cody, because if you stay on the phone too long, sometimes it could be toxic and venomous. So I'm telling you, I always tell people about it, you know, try, you know, it goes back to when we were kids, when our parents used to tell us, you know, give us a certain amount of time to watch TV. You know, they try to really get us away from TV. Number one is, you know, they used to say, I don't know if it's so true, but it's bad for the eyes, right? That's number one. And number two, you get fed with all this junk. It's the same thing with phones. But I appreciate you that you're doing, spreading on some positivity on social media, because in this time of age, we need a lot of that instead of all this gossip and nonsense that we find on the internet that really just, you know, it's not even good for locker room talk. But, you know.
I agree, 100%.
It's just totally bad stuff. But, Cody, thanks so very much. And, you know, hopefully we get to see you here in Florida or South Florida, preferably, where we're at. And we'll catch you. We got several shows here. So hopefully we get to see you down here where it's a little bit warm compared to where you're at in Canada.
Yeah, that would be nice. If there's any promoters in Florida, definitely hit me up. My booking email is on CodyDiener.com. My email for booking is Cody_Diener@hotmail.com. And if anybody wants to bring me into Florida, I am more than willing to go. I miss going to Orlando. I used to go down to Orlando all the time for the TNA tapings. So I miss that neck of the woods, and I'd love to go down there again.
Yeah, we'll rescue you from the winter. I was there in Niagara Falls not too long ago, and boy, does it get really, really cold up there. It's bad.
Oh, man, it's been awful. I posted this on my Instagram the other day. I spent literally 5 hours about 2 weeks ago shoveling myself out of my driveway. So, it's been a particularly
even
the,
I think
hard
a,
winter.
A portion of the falls got frozen, if I'm correct, I read.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, it's nuts right now. So I'm in need of a Florida work vacation. So, yeah, hit me up, promoters.
We got to get this man down here to Miami Beach and enjoy the weather, enjoy the beach.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Cody, well, thanks so much. We'll catch up with you very soon. Look forward to see you in action at your upcoming event and your speaking engagement. CodyDiener.com is the website to book him on your pro wrestling card or your motivational speaking engagement. Thanks again, Cody, for your time.
Thanks, man. Thank you very much, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, listeners all around the world, welcome to The Showdown.
Frankie Edgar has been knocked out. It has never been done until Brian Ortega did so this past weekend. Frankie Edgar, of course, a legend, you would go ahead and say, a former champion in the UFC and in mixed martial arts. Listen, not everyone's going to have their day. Is it Frankie Edgar coming to the end of his career? I don't think so. I just think he just needs to evolve a little bit, change things around. But point blank, Frankie Edgar, of course, will learn from his mistakes and he will bounce back. Now, will he be back in a title contention? Perhaps, maybe. He's going to take a little bit of time, of course. But I would say that he hasn't lost the beat. You know, it's just, again, not everyone has their day. Every dog has his day. But Brian Ortega, however, wow. I remember speaking to Brian Ortega about 2 years ago. And this guy is top notch. This guy, he made it look so easy. But the one thing I really like about Brian Ortega is not just a great fighter, but his persona. He's just a very helpful person. And if you hear that interview back in 2015 here on The Roman Show, the same things he said this past weekend about helping people, he said that as well. And we'll go ahead and advise you to tune in and hear that interview. You could just check it out there in the archives of Brian Ortega. So what do you think? Does Frankie Edgar, has he reached his limit? Is he done? Or will he come back, win a couple of more fights, and get back into title contention? Info@theromanshow.com is the email. Shoot us an email and we'll read your opinions right here on the program. On the socials, at The Roman Show, Roman Show Media, both on Instagram and Facebook. And on YouTube, that's All Roman 0201. Check out some of the great interviews that we have. Andrei Arlovski got a victory over Stefan Struve. I know last week I bashed Andrei Arlovski for losing 5 in a row and having won one and then getting an opportunity. But listen, he won, okay? Now he has 2 wins in a row. Will he get another title shot? Look, it's a heavyweight division. It's not really particularly that exciting. Stipe Miocic and Daniel Cormier are going to go toe-to-toe. Cain Velasquez, I don't know where Cain Velasquez is. Junior Dos Santos, you know, that's just something about the heavyweight division in the UFC. I don't see it that strong. You know, you have one guy who holds the title for a very long time. And it's just that, you know, guys just really don't go on an insane win streak. You don't have a Demetrius Johnson or John Jones. They really reign supreme in that division. It seems like they defended a couple of times, and that's pretty much it. Although Stipe, though, has been doing quite well. So whoever that champion is, man, they just fight among themselves, but it's just not competitive, in my opinion. It's not the heavyweight division, you know. They have to bring in DC. You know, they have to move up DC to fight Stipe. That just shows you the power, star power, that is needed in that division. But, hey, kudos to Andrei Arlovski. He was on the program not too long ago here, and of course you can check that out on archives. Nice guy, but hey, you never know. Why not? And he's on the way of tying a record, most wins in the heavyweight division, but ask him, he doesn't care. That's just pretty much his response. He just does not care. So Georges St-Pierre, as you know, defeated Michael Bisping to win the middleweight championship last year. And after that, he had to relinquish it because he was sick. He had a disease. In fact, he had a ulcerative colitis. It's many of his worst symptoms have been resolved, which is a good thing. So he is kind of training. He's doing some different things, and the reason why he said he received that is because of the whole weight. He was having issues, but now he's a lot better. And he says that, listen, I'm not done with mixed martial arts. I could return, and it's not when the UFC wants me to. I can come back anytime I want. It's just a matter of how he feels about his body. Honestly, I hope he comes back. I think we need a Georges St-Pierre. We need that star power. We need a name to bring up the buy rate. Because with all due respect to this last pay-per-view, but Come on, guys. Chris Cyborg, her opponent. Chris Cyborg destroyed her opponent. We're crossing our fingers that we get Cyborg and Amanda Nunes. I really want to see that fight. And then you had the Frankie and Brian Ortega fight. That was good. But then after that, I don't know about too much about the other fights. I mean, they could have practically been on UFC on Fox or FS1. You know, it was a regular fight night. There wasn't really that much exciting fights there on the pay-per-view. Looking at the card. So they got to get a little better there on the pay-per-views. Heck, they even caught Dana White looking at that Ortiz boxing fight during the fight. What does that tell you? Yeah, I know, you're going to tell me, oh, I'm a boxing fan. But that just shows you that it wasn't the most exciting fight card on the pay-per-view most recently. Conor McGregor has appeared in a Burger King commercial. If you haven't seen it, I invite you to. It is probably the most funniest thing that you have ever seen. Good for Conor McGregor, who, by the way, sent his tipped his hat off to Frankie Edgar and kind of told him, hey, champ, you know, you got this. It's not the end of it. But took a stab at Max Holloway. Mind you, one thing about Frankie Edgar, he stepped up. He was supposed to take on Holloway for the title. That didn't happen. They gave him Brian Ortega at the last minute. He took it. So kudos to Frankie Edgar. Just shows you the type of fighter that he is. He's not really picking for anything. He loves what he does. And that is a fight. Well, with that being said, we'll catch you right here on The Roman Show. Make sure to follow us on the socials once again. That's at The Roman Show on Twitter and Roman Show Media, both on Facebook and on Instagram and on YouTube. YouTube.com/Roman01. We'll catch you next time. You have been on, you have been heard.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.